Welcome to Reflection of Us. I'm Lily.
I'm Eli.
I'm Emmanuel.
Did you clean the community as a kid?
Yes, I did. I cleaned the community as a kid when I was in the Boy Scouts. Well, I actually started from the Cub Scouts, the Beaverlows, and Boy Scouts. So I did that. So that's where I kind of learned as far as that, we all should, at a young age, we all should get and do a lot of work within our community, within our communities that we live in, to make sure that we do our part, keep things clean, keep things, in an orderly fashion and stuff, so we can feel a lot of pride and we can feel good about ourselves as well as our community. And it also, at the end of the day, it gives our opportunity to kind of show off on what we've accomplished as well as how our community looks great.
Why do you want to help?
The reason why I want to help, I've always, myself, and then this is what I instill in my student workers. We want to do our part. We can always sit on the sidelines and or look at, what's on the internet, social media, and talk about what things need to be done. So our best thing, what I try to make sure is wake up in the morning, and what can I do to help out certain causes, like picking up trash and so forth, and making things look a little bit better than what it was yesterday.
What is Baltimore Clean Streets?
Baltimore Clean Streets is a group of 30 young people from 9 to 19 that I call student workers that go around neighborhoods within the northwest part of Baltimore City and clean up and pick up trash throughout the northwest communities. We've been doing it for a little bit over 2 years now. And like I said, we're a group of 30, about 31 student workers. And just every week, we clean up. We do about 2.5 to 3 miles for 3 hours as far as picking up trash in the gutters, the side streets, the alleys, everywhere we know that there's an abundance of trash that people unfortunately have left. And these student workers, at the end of the day, they earn a stipend of $40 per person. So whoever comes out and works throughout the 3 hours, you'll walk away with $40 cash from the stipend that you earn, as far as what we earn while working.
How did you start Baltimore Clean Streets?
Okay. Well, I started from the idea of, I always say that the architect of the whole program was created by a good friend of mine, and actually one of myself and Mr. Bobby's 300 Men March members, DeWard Thomas. He started a program called My Father's Plan, because his father was saying that he always wanted to kind of go out, get some kids from the neighborhood and start cleaning up their neighborhood. So he started an organization called My Father's Plan. He started, recruiting kids from the neighborhood, and he just kind of passed on that the idea to a couple of other people. Munir Bahar and then Munir had contacted me and said, "Hey, you interested in getting some kids together and actually kind of doing this program on the northwest side of Baltimore City?" So I said, "Sure." That'll give me an opportunity to kind of get some exercise going out and working more with some young people like yourself. So from there, DeWard told me exactly what I needed to do. So I started off 2 years ago. I reached out to the community coordinator at Forest Park High School and asked her if they had any students that need to earn service learning hours and also maybe want to earn a couple of dollars. So I started with about 5 student workers, mostly from Forest Park High School. And then from that point, our program started to grow even more by the week. So as we were continuing week by week, as far as going out in the community and picking up trash, we went from, 5 to 10. And then, some people we lost because they were getting into other activities or just vacation during the summer. But at that point, when school started, we started recruiting a lot more. And now, like I said, we have about 31 student workers that are that is with Baltimore Clean Streets.
What do you see in the future for Baltimore Clean Streets?
What I see in the future is actually our program growing even more. We'll be able to kind of connect to more young people in our community. And really, I hope that, you know, by next year, you know, right now we have 30, about 31. Hopefully we'll be able to double it by next year. I want to recruit more young people to the program, be able to take on other opportunities in other Northwest neighborhoods that people invest their money into the students to be able to come out and clean up certain areas, but even learn more of outdoor maintenance, you know, like how to, you know, operate a lawnmower or weed whacker and stuff like that, and do a lot of, you know, when it starts getting cold, do snow removal and stuff like that. So I want to kind of grow where, you know, you don't have to wait until you're 14 years old to be able to earn a couple of the dollars when you're out of school, or you want to do something on the weekend and so forth. So you're able to come out within your own community and earn a couple of dollars. So that's the way I see it.
How can more youth get involved?
They can contact me via email, which is bmoreCleanStreets, and that's with the S at the end, bmoreCleanStreets@gmail.com. So they can contact me and say, hey, I would like to be a part of the team. You know, I just do a sort of like a quick interview to make sure that you're willing and that you're able to make the commitment every weekend, and you're going to be here on time, and you're going to work through, and you're going to work with your peers as far as, you know, the other student workers, and you'll be able to take the direction very well. And then you come on, we give you a test run and see if you like what you see and like what you're doing. And then you sign a one-pager memo or an agreement that just to kind of get me your basic information down, and knowing that if you're under 18, I'll have to have your parents sign on the memo just to make sure that, you know, everything is okay as far as, you know, you working with the program and be able to take pictures, and we're going to post it via social media and stuff like that. And then from there, we expect you to come every week on time and ready to go.
Thank you, Sean.
Yep, you're welcome, and thank you.
Thank you for listening to
Professional
Mom's
at Bindle.
I'm
Lily.
I'm Eli.
I'm Emmanuel.
Professional Mom's Podcast is a production of Summer Green Services and Multimedia Resources. Our theme music is by Jay Soul for BSM Production. Be sure to subscribe to Professional Mom's Podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.